was deep night, but downstairs in the hotel's little cantina, boots thudded.
Hola, my little chili pepper. Your husband is home.
Shit! That ain't Colonel Compa, is it? Commander of the local Rurale outpost?
See? He is a very jealous man, Lou. He married me to keep me pure. Though I have it on good word, he still tumbles with any girl he gets heated up for.
Oh, shit.
Prophet rolled off the bed, climbing to his feet and looking around on the scarred wooden floor for his underwear.
That son of a bitch was dogging me for 3 days through Chihuahua. Accused me of holding up a stage on the old Comanche Trail. Knows damn well that I didn't. That was Missouri Charlie Black, Poncho Scudder. Compa just soured on me after I cut his ear off in a fair knife fight in Juarez 2 years ago last Christmas.
That was you?
Didn't mean to. Meant to cut his throat. But I was too drunk to see straight. He said if he ever saw me in Mexico again, he'd see me shot down in front of the nearest adobe wall.
Prophet stepped into his ball brigands, drew them up his legs, having to squat and wriggle around to get the skin-tight, threadbare garment up his thick, brawny 6'4" frame without ripping out the seams.
Oh, lost him 2 days ago. Didn't figure on him thinking to look for me here, in the same little village he's headquartered in.
I have brought you a present, my little mountain flower.
Prophet glanced at Ramona skeptically as he scooped his denim trousers off a chair back.
Mountain flower. He's quite a poet, the bastardo. I only married him because I was tired of going from man to man, and I was drunk. I'm not as young as I used to be. I'll be 20 next month. Oh, the years catch up to us all. Hurry, Lou. He's in the hall.
Prophet clamped his pants under his arm, then stooped to grab his boots into which he'd stuffed his socks when he and Ramona had come up to her room after the fandango in the village plaza to get down to the business of the flesh.
Oh, shit.
Prophet clamped his boots under his arm with his pants. He slung his cartridge belt and holstered peacemaker over his shoulder, retrieved his sawed-off 10-gauge double-barrel coach gun from where he'd hung it by its leather lanyard from a wall spike, and picked up his Winchester 73 repeater that he'd leaned against the wall by the door. As well-armed as he himself was, he could blow Compa into bits the size of a cow's cud. But if he ambushed him here in his own town, he'd have every Rurale in northern Chihuahua after him, and he'd never again be able to hunt bounties south of the border. Mexico was the primest of hunting grounds. Whenever the outlaw herds were holed up tighter than ticks in a cur's ear up north, Prophet knew he could fund at least another year of stomping with his tail up by turning his sights on the other side of the Rio Bravo.
Ramona! It is I, your stallion, ready to impale you of my manhood!
Christ, Ramona, couldn't you have done a little better than that?
I told you I was drunk! That scar where you cut off his ear did nothing for his looks either.
Hey, you married him.
Who are you talking to, Chiquita?
Ramona clamped her hands over her mouth, brown eyes appearing about to pop out of their sockets. Prophet had just opened the wooden shutters over the window. Now he swung around and cast an anxious glance at the door.
Oh, shit. You gonna be all right, Ramona girl? I'd hate like hell for...
Lou, go!
Lou! Lou, who, my darling Ramona? You don't have a big, ugly bounty hunter by the name of Lou Prophet in there, do you? The one whose trail I was fogging across half the Chihuahua Desert!
Lou? Lou who, mi amor? You know I have eyes for no one but you.
Ramona kept waving frantically at Prophet, who looked out the window and into the straw-strewn yard at the back of the hotel. He was about 30 feet above the ground, but there was a rear gallery roof of woven ironwood branches roughly 15 feet below him and slightly to his right. Possibly he could land on that and then leap the rest.